Joining us now is Aaron Ralph. How are you, Aaron?
Very well, thank you, Trevor. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Now, mate, you are going to run a marathon, and it's raising money for Make-A-Wish. First up, why the marathon and why Make-A-Wish?
Well, Trevor, I got back from the... I'd been living in the US for a while. I got back in December 2019. I came back in weighing 111 kilos, which was carrying a lot of weight for somebody like me. I was in quite poor health. I had some issues with a neurological disorder, which was causing nerve damage, which the doctors had not been able to figure out for... went misdiagnosed for about 7 years. So finally, I got back. I went to a very good specialist here, and the first thing he said to me was, "Listen, mate, to sort of try and get to the bottom of this, we're going to need you to get out and get as fit as possible or as healthy." So, mate, I got out and I started running. I would run for a minute, and that was basically all I could do. But I kept at it with a radical change of diet. And you know, the weight started to come down, and being in that situation too, I guess my mental, you know, being in a, my mental state wasn't the best too either. But as I started to feel a bit better, this was just before COVID, then COVID hit, and you know, all these things were happening. I was realizing that, you know, there's a lot of pain happening with a lot of people, and you know, it really made me sit back and take a look at myself, and I realized I really needed a purpose or something that I believed in. I'm a father of a young daughter, unfortunately, and she's still living in the US, so I've had to spend quite a bit of time apart from her. But I realized that, you know, that in that purpose that I really wanted to start giving back, and I started thinking, well, you know, I couldn't imagine what it would be like for parents with a critically ill child, let alone that little child. I mean, great, your kids are absolute little warriors, but so I started thinking, well, you know, maybe this is something I can do. I believe there's something very incredibly human about, you know, the need of helping other people, and I thought, well, how can I do this? You know, how can I get started? And I thought, well, you know, I'm doing this running. It's tough, but it's getting me there. It's helping. Then why not use this as a vehicle to actually help some other people?
Fair enough. Now, you've chosen running from Childers to Woodgate, and it's called the Orchard to Ocean Run. So whereabouts in Childers are you going to start?
So I'm starting from Huxley Road, which is an orchard, which is where my family own a farm. I'm then going to run all the way from here, all the way down to Woodgate, finishing up around 7th Avenue, which puts me right on the water. So the distance is, it's a full marathon, so it's just under about 43 kilometres.
Okay, so you've still got till the 23rd of May, because that's when it's going to happen, but for someone that's never done it before or anything, you're up to running about, what, a half marathon at the moment?
So I did my training. That half marathon is kind of the longest run that I've done so far. I train about 60 kilometres a week, so I try and run at least 5 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week. Yes, but so far I haven't quite done. So the actual day will be my first real marathon, and I also want to try and do it in under 4 hours. So I'm also giving myself a bit of a time frame.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So it's going to be a great effort, and we hope above all hope that everything goes well for you, and you make plenty of money for Make a Wish Foundation. So how can somebody make a donation to this?
Mate, there's two ways. So that I have a fundraising page all through Make-A-Wish. To make it simple, people can either get on the computer and go to www.childerstowoodgaterun.com.au. So that was all one word, childerstowoodgaterun.com.au. Or if it's easier, they can get on the phone, and there's a 1-800 number, so it's 1-800-032-260, and when prompted to put in a code, it would be E for Evan 36377.
Fair enough. All right, mate. Now, we will check in with you before you do the run, see how you're faring, but we wish you well.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.